Happy Sabbath. The title is The Faith of Yahshua. We need to turn to Revelation chapter 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. We know very clearly what the commandments of God are. They have been written in stone by the very finger of God. Paul, who was Saul, knew very well what the commandments were. And in Romans chapter 7, we see the story of a man who tried to keep that law in his own strength and failed. He did not have and did not know the faith of Yahshua. The last people on earth that are to be the remnant, those that do no iniquity, those that have no guile in their mouth, keep the commandments of God and the faith of Yahshua. It's not that they're just exalting a law and have a message that's dry as the hills of Gilboa, but they have a message that has life and vitality and spirit. They have a message full of faith, full of power, and full of love. It is the faith of Jesus. We cannot keep the law of God without the faith of Jesus. And today, we know at the top of this worship, when we first began, we read the Ten Commandments aloud. We know what they are. But without the faith, they are just words in stone. The New Covenant is the promise of having these laws written in our hearts. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10. We will begin with verse 16. This is the covenant or agreement that I will make with them after those days, saith Yah. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering of sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Yahshua, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. This faith that he's talking about is the faith of Yahshua. Now you ask a young child, what is the faith of Yahshua? Well, they're not going to start giving you a bunch of doctrinal answers. They're not going to start giving you an exegesis of the scriptures. You ask a child what the faith of Yahshua is, and they're going to scratch their head at first, maybe, and they're going to think about it, and then they're going to come with a phenomenal answer. The simple truth of it is, it's the faith that Jesus had. The faith that Yahshua, the Savior of the world, had to overcome sin. Yes, we can develop it in doctrinal teaching. We can make an exegesis of the scripture and develop all of the scriptures in such a way that it supports what Yahshua believed and did. But the very mind of Christ is the faith that we must have to walk through the veil, to walk through the veil of that flesh and into the city without seeing death. Let us look for a moment at scriptures that help us to understand more about this faith of Yahshua. For if we are going to have his faith, we must see how he acquired that faith. Because he was not just transformed like some sort of robot and turned loose upon this planet. He was made of a woman. He became a man. He was, the scripture says, formed in the likeness of sinful flesh. He had no advantage over us. We are to overcome as he overcame. So if we can find out from the scripture how he came about this faith, and if we follow the expressed instructions and do it as he did it, then we will have the very key to the kingdom that he had. And that faith that he had will be exercised through us, and we will see it developed in us, and we will grow in grace and knowledge of God, just as the Savior himself grew in stature with both God and men. Psalm 16:8. Christ was born a babe. He was born of a virgin. Obviously, he was born to a woman who was selected by the Father in heaven to raise up this Messiah. She was diligent to her work. She began while the babe was still in her womb, giving the child precisely what he needed. To be born, and not only to be born of the flesh, but to be born also of the Spirit. Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh. And so his mother made familiar to him all of the scriptures from a very young child. We're told in the spirit of prophecy that you should be reading the scripture to your children from the earliest moments of life. When they're in the mother's womb, if the mother is focused on heavenly things, that is transferred right to that child. When the young boy heard these words, Psalm 16:8, I have set Yah always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. He heard those words. And he began to meditate upon those words. And he began to see his father holding his hand. If you can visualize it just for a moment, a father holding his child's hand, crossing that street. I remember as a little child, when I first went to the city, I was so short, and the cars and buses were so big. Oh, the buses just scared me. As they came roaring by with their diesel engines. And they threw the black smoke in my face and choked me. And I was so afraid to go across that mile or two, across that road. And I would not go without my daddy. And I would grab his hand and look up and say, Daddy, is it safe to go? And he would walk safely across the road. And I was so glad to get across the road. Well, Yahshua would see his father. He could visualize Yah himself holding his hands, going through the hard places. And a good father, if the child should trip, what would that father do? Would he just jerk back and turn loose and let the child fall there? If he felt the child stumbling, what would he do? He would hold up a little bit and try his best to keep the child from going down. Yahshua saw that. And in verse 9, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. He began to learn these principles from the earliest age. And he was serious about it. He saw it as a very, very solemn thing. The rest of his family weren't as focused as him. We're told that his brothers would even make fun of him when they were growing up. He was always wanting to serve, always wanting to help. But he was ever shown these kinds of principles. Let's look at another one. Psalm 73:23. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand. I am before you continually. You are before me continually. And Yahshua's faith was being built. My Father is holding me by the right hand. My Father is always with me. I am always with Him. He will not let me go. Developing security, developing His identity. Psalm 66:8-9. Oh, bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of His praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life, and severeth not our feet to be moved. The concept of being held in life, the concept of not having your feet knocked out from under you, was being developed in the Christ child. Psalm 119:105. Put yourself there in His shoes. Let's go back 2,000 years and be there in that child's mind, in that child's shoes, and let's read these words. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, and I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Yah, according to thy word. So he saw the word of Yah, his heavenly Father. He saw that word as being the light for his path to walk in. In Psalm 119:112, I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes or thy laws always, even unto the end. So he inclined his heart to do the will of the Father always, not just when things are going right, not just when things feel good, not just when the sun is shining, even in the valley, even in the shadows, even in the very darkest depths, even in the Garden of Gethsemane, when drops of blood were dripping off of his forehead, he remembered, I have inclined my heart, Father, to perform thy will always, even unto the end. And the word of Yah carries him through. Not my will, but thine be done. Because his faith was developed from a very young child. The scripture says, if you will train up the child in the way he should go, he shall not depart from it. The Christ child was raised up in the way he should go. He was born again from his mother's womb, and he never departed from it. And throughout his life, he learned his faith. He learned who he was. Going further into Isaiah 42:4. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. The spirit of prophecy tells us that constantly it was on his lips, I shall not fail nor be discouraged. Constantly on his lips, in his mind, I shall not fail nor be discouraged. And the spirit of prophecy goes further and says, it should be on our lips, having the mind of Christ, I shall not fail nor be discouraged. He learned his faith from the word of God. And then Isaiah 50:7. We can go up a little bit higher there. Verse 4. This is a messianic prophecy, of course. The Lord Yah hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as the learned. The Lord Yah hath opened mine ear, and I was not rebellious, neither turned away back. I gave my back to the smiters, or those who beat me, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting, for the Lord Yah will help me. Therefore shall I not be confounded. Therefore have I set my face like a flint, and I know that I shall not be ashamed. You see, he saw beforehand, he saw in the scriptures who he was to be. The Father did not come down or send an angel and stand before him in dazzling brightness and say, "You are the Son of God. You are the Messiah." He got it from the Word. He got it from the study of God's Word. And he saw it. He read it. And he said, the Father showed him through the Spirit, "That is me. This is my faith. This is who I am." You will remember that when, after the baptism, when Yahshua was taken into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, Spirit of Prophecy makes it very clear to us that Satan's angle on the matter was to appear to him as an angel of light and to try to reverse the roles. He wanted Yahshua to just partake slightly of the idea that he was the fallen angel who had been cast out of heaven, and that Lucifer himself was the shining archangel, so that Yahshua would doubt what he had already seen in Scripture and abort his mission. I don't know if you've ever thought of that before, but that was a very, very clever way of going about the matter. Because look at it. Yahshua had fasted how long? 40 days. He was at his hungriest point. He was at his very weakest, physically, mentally, and if we could say weak spiritually, he was at the weakest point he could possibly be. And here comes this angel of light and says, "Well, if you're the Son of God, prove it. If you're not the fallen angel, prove it." Lucifer is always trying to reverse the role, make us feel like we aren't who we claim to be. And yes, we dare not claim to be something when we are not. "For if a man thinketh himself to be something when he is not, he deceiveth himself." But when we know who we are not to draw back. We are not of those that draw back into perdition, but of those that have confidence into the saving of the soul. So Yahshua saw himself here. He saw Yah, his Father, would help him. He saw that he would not be confounded. He saw that he was to set his face like a flint. Do you know what that means? That's a determination that cannot be knocked off course. So many well-meaning people will make a commitment and they'll say, "I'm not going to do this anymore." And then some of Lucifer's agents come by and say, "Oh, wouldn't you just like to, it's really good. Wouldn't you like to have it?" And they say, "Well, I'm only human." They have missed the whole message. For Peter says, by these precious promises, we partake of the divine nature. Humanity reaches up in faith and takes hold of divine nature, just as divine nature reached down to partake of humanity. We become Yahshua's brother, and God comes into us by his Spirit, the indwelling Spirit, and we walk in the power of his resurrection because we have his mind. Paul has said, we have the mind of Christ. Don't ever complain against our God by saying, "I'm only human." But don't beat your chest and say, "I'm God." No. Remember who you are. You have the faith of Yahshua. You have the tongue of the learned. Look at this. There in Isaiah 50. The Lord, Yah, hath given me the tongue of the learned. So many people say, "I don't know what to say. I can't speak. I'm shy." The faith of Yahshua says, you have been given the tongue of the learned. He says, don't be worried about what you're going to say in that day. The Spirit will speak through you. Open your mouth, let it come on out. Let him speak through you. Haven't you been reclaimed from the bondage of sin? Don't you have a good message? Some good news to share with somebody? Hasn't your health improved since you found out the Creator's way? Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yes, thy law is within my heart.
There's the mind of Christ.
I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yes, thy law is.
Let's look at that. The law is within my heart. So many Christians today are trying to get it there. They're trying to get the law in their heart. You hear them say, well, I'm working on that. I have this defect in me. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get the law of God in my heart, but I'm having trouble doing it. Maybe I need to witness more. Maybe I need to go out and hand out some more literature. Maybe I need to give some Bible studies. Works religion. What they need to do is believe what has already been done. The God of heaven has already written that law in the heart. It says it. And when it's there, I delight to do it. Now, when I was young in the faith, before I came to the faith, actually, I was one who despised changing diapers. When I had my little boy, it was far from me to clean up that mess. I couldn't take it. And then when I went into ministry training, the God of heaven gave me a job as a nanny changing diapers. And I had read in the scripture where it says, rejoice in all things. In all things give thanks. And so I did. I said, thank you, Father, that you have given me a job to pay off my bills. I learned to enjoy the very thing that was disgusting to me. I got past the smell. I got past the flesh. And I began to serve this little girl in the spirit of holiness. Oh, and I was one that would never wash the dishes. My hands get all shriveled up. So I went into the military. First thing they did, they assigned me to the kitchen. Pots and pans man. 3 o'clock in the morning, washing pots and pans for 12 hours a day. Well, I learned to like it. I learned to sing in the midst of shriveled up hands. And to this day, I can't imagine what I didn't like about that. It was in my head. God is good. God gives us what we need to round us out and to make us characters that can be used as servants. That's the faith of Yahshua. Always looking for someone to serve. We have the tongue of the learned. We have the mind of the learned. We delight to do His will. And His will is to do for others, to lighten their loads. Isaiah 41, 9, 10, and 13. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy Almighty One. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. You see another vision of that faithful father who is helping that son or daughter. And then verse 13. For I, Yah, thy Almighty One, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Yahshua saw that as His promise in every perplexing situation. And it's true for us. If we believe it, it is created true in us. In every situation. Whether we have cancer, whether we have heart disease, He will help us. And the faith of Yahshua was that He would be helped. And He found it in the Word. Back to Isaiah 42:6. I, Yah, have called thee in righteousness. I will hold thine hand, I will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant to the people for the light of the Gentiles. You know that we are part of that great angel, the mighty angel, that will illuminate the whole earth, Revelation 18. Ellen White said she saw a movement. That mighty angel is a movement of people who illuminate this whole earth with the righteousness of Christ. And how do you illuminate? You don't just speak words. You live a life. True character is born out in the life. Oh, words are cheap. Actions speak louder than words. We are called to illuminate this world that is sitting in darkness. Verse 7, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and to them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Yah. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Praise Yah. The Savior saw himself as the Son of God. He saw himself as being called a servant of the Most High. Are you a servant? Have you been called by the Most High? Have you been drawn to the feet of the throne of Yah? Have you accepted the call of Yah? This is the day of salvation. This is the day to accept your calling. You are called to be among the 144,000. Those that are without fault before the throne. Those that have accepted the faith of Yahshua, the very mind of Christ, and who would rather die than commit a wrong act. That's our calling. That's who we are. Because the Word has said so. 100 years ago, Adventists did not know this. They could not say this. But today, we see the very end. We can almost touch it. If the 144,000 do not exist today, something would be wrong. For they must be sealed in the forehead before the winds of strife are turned loose. And the winds of strife are brewing all over the earth. The angels are holding them back. And we can almost see, we can see with our spiritual eyes, that the winds are being held in check. And when they're released, it's too late. Now's the time for the 144,000 to grab the faith of Yahshua and to go forward in that faith, illuminating the whole earth. Now's the accepted time. Psalm 119:44. This is the attitude. This is the mind that Christ had. So shall I keep thy law continually, forever and ever. Do you know that there's not going to be any change in your character when Christ comes? You're going to be the same person when Christ comes as you are right now. The only thing that changes is your body. We live in sinful flesh, but we are saved from sin. The angel said, his name will be called Yahshua. Yah is our salvation, because he will save his people from their sins. Not in their sins, from their sins. The 144,000 have understood that. They've accepted that truth, and they've accepted that faith, that mind of Christ, and they are walking in that truth. And every time they see something wrong in their character, it drops away, just like the scales coming from someone's eye. And they ask for forgiveness, and they go forward in an attitude of repentance. We're told in the spirit of prophecy that the Savior, who never sinned, always lived in an attitude of repentance. An attitude of resolute turning from evil. John 5:30. Now this is the Savior talking. This is the Son of God. This is the express image of God in the flesh talking. Listen to what he says. I can of mine own self do nothing. I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. He says, I can of my own self do nothing. That's our attitude. That's our mind. That's our faith. We know we can't do a thing without Christ and the Father. But we can have the assurance that when we hear something, we can judge it, because he's given us the mind of the learned. You have to be willing to learn, even if you're the oldest character in the street. We don't stop learning, folks. If I don't come to this feast with the mind to learn, if I'm just coming here to teach, I've got a big problem. But you see how Yahshua was learning these things. He was putting all these pieces together until he realized, I'm the Messiah. At 12 years old, in 1988, it came to me. I'm one of the 144,000. I found it right here in the books. The Spirit of Prophecy. Some men came to me with this faith of Jesus message, and I was undone. I said, brothers, what must I do to be saved? And they showed me. And right away, I said, I need to be rebaptized. I need this faith. I need this. And he called me to the ministry, and I sold it all. Sold it all in 3 months. Sold it all! And said, this is what I'm going to do the rest of my life. Throughout eternity, I'm going to be with the family of God. I saw his faith. I saw victory. I saw freedom from sin. And I took hold. Psalm 18:20-24. The Lord, or Yah, rewarded me according to my righteousness. According to the cleanness of my hands hath he recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of Yah, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments or ordinances were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also upright before him, and I kept myself from mine iniquity. Therefore hath Yah recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. This is speaking about Yahshua himself. And when Christ is in us, the hope of glory, it's talking about us. We resist the temptation to do those things that beset us before. Do you have a besetting sin today? Have you been slipping up a little bit? Have you been cheating a little bit? Have you been giving in to the suggestions of the people that say, it's good. Think about it. It won't kill you. Or have you been standing firm? Have you been saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? Have you been holding out the words of life? Have you been saying, I would rather not participate in that, but I would like to show you a better way, a new and living way? Have you been doing that? Have you been delighting to do the will of your Father? Or has it been a load? Has it been a burden? Have you been carrying around two heavy stones of Ten Commandments like they were backpacks on your back and you were just camping on this planet with these heavy packs? Or have you been flying in the midst of heaven with the everlasting gospel to tell them there is freedom, there is healing in Christ? The faith of Yahshua cannot keep quiet. The faith of Yahshua cannot zip lips. It will speak. When you are liberated, when you are set free from that stinking, sinful experience, when you have a new being, when you have a new health within you, you cannot help but ask somebody else, have you found it? Have you found the pearl of great price? Have you smelled that fresh air of heaven? Have you eaten at the table of Yah? And if they say no, why don't you come and taste? Taste and see that the Lord is good. And some will say, yay, I need that. Many will turn away. But don't be discouraged. Don't be wearied in well-doing, for your day of reward is coming, dear children, if you faint not. He that endures till the end shall be saved. Yahshua's was not a life of trying to get through this life without dying. His was a life of service, even to the death of the cross. Persecution is promised to the remnant. No, we don't try to bring it on by saying, come and get us. We live the life of Christ and allow the natural opposition of demons to come upon us. And we see it coming upon us, little by little. Never fear. He says, I will help you. John 8:29. Let's start at verse 28. Then said Yahshua unto them, when ye have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father hath taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. There's our faith. I do always those things that please him. When I'm tempted to do something that doesn't please him, nay, I remember who I am. I'm the child of the Most High. And even though that thing might be attractive, it might look good for food, it might be look like a good place to go, my Father has said no. And I do always those things that please my Father, because I'm his son. And he first loved me, and he called me back home. And I came back home, and he killed the fatted calf, and he threw a big party, and he said, welcome home, my son. And he put a crown of victory on my forehead, and all of the family hugged me and kissed me and said, welcome home, my brother. They didn't say, well, I'm glad you decided not to eat the pig food. No, they just said, welcome home. Romans 3:26. We are to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Yahshua. Where is boasting then? Verse 27. It is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Our boasting is in Christ. We have nothing of ourselves to offer. We have nothing to merit of ourselves. As we read in Galatians 2:20, let's go there. I am crucified with Christ. I, sinner, am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. That's the saint. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, that is sinful flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. No, I can't do anything on my own. The Father, he doeth the works through me. And if I do the works of him that sent me, why do you call me of Beelzebub, he said. When he was slapped on the face, he said, why do you slap me? What have I done for you to slap me? I've come to do the will of my Father. Pilate asked him if he was a king, and he says, rightly you have said. I have come to testify of the truth. Have you come to testify of the truth? Together, as a body, we are to testify of the truth. We are to illuminate the earth with the truth about Yahshua, and our lives, the fruit that comes forth from our lives, will show what we really believe. If you're still sucking on those cisterns of Satan, if you're still drinking polluted water, polluted with caffeine, if you're still eating polluted food, if you're still eating adulterated sustenance, you're never going to be able to hear the voice of Yah. You're never going to be able to progress in the divine life, because appetite was the very thing that Lucifer used to delude our first parents. We must have an appetite for the food of Yah. We must have an appetite and declare an appetite of Yah, whether it be physically, mentally, or spiritually. Put your televisions away. Put your newspapers and magazines away. Get out your church manual. Open your church manual and find out what your mind really is. Find out who you are and live it by the grace of God, by the indwelling of His Spirit. Put away those fancy foods. Put away the diet of the world and step into the heavenly calling of the remnant church. Proverbs 8:6-11. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing froward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understandeth, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. Wisdom, the mind of Christ. And Psalm 101:3 to close. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. A froward heart shall depart from me, and I will not know or esteem a wicked person. The faith of Yahshua, the mind of Christ. That's what we have. That's who we are, dearly beloved. And only those who will not believe will not receive. If you can accept it, you are to be a part of the 144,000 who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Let us do it today and forever. Shall we pray?